With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. The Montana legislature adjourned today, sending a $10 billion state budget to Governor Steve Bullock's desk. Republican and Democratic leaders say their parties each picked up political wins and losses. Corinne Cates Carney reports.
The two Republican majority leaders in the House and Senate struck different tones in their final messages of the 2019 legislative session. Fred Thomas from Stevensville is the party's leader in the Senate.
You know, this session will go down as one of the more innovative sessions in time.
Thomas and other Senate Republicans championed their work passing a framework to guide state borrowing for future large-scale public works projects, creating new regulations on companies that negotiate prescription drug prices, and outlining tax credits for businesses that hire new employees. Brad Cheetah, the Republican leader in the House from Missoula, acknowledged some of the party's wins of the session. But in a speech on the House floor Thursday, he expressed frustration over other bills that created new taxes, and policy that he says conflicts with the intent of the Constitution. He also mentioned a rift within the GOP.
Our caucuses seem to become two separate minorities, one of which differed with my values and my beliefs.
A group of around 20 Republicans that some refer to as the Solutions Caucus voted against their party's hard conservative leadership and with Democrats on major pieces of policy throughout the session, including Medicaid expansion. The so-called Solutions Caucus includes Republicans who describe themselves as both moderate and conservative, but are more willing to find a middle ground with Democrats. House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner is a Democrat from Great Falls.
We sat down at the table, we worked hard, and we delivered all the solutions that we put out as priorities for the people of Montana.
Democratic leaders say those priorities include the continuation of Medicaid expansion, policies impacting missing persons and abused children, and approving funding for long-stalled infrastructure projects. However, Democrats and Governor Steve Bullock were unable to get through a preschool bill, meaning the current pilot program will expire later this year. Following the sine die of both chambers Thursday, Bullock said he has around 300 bills left to review. He remained vague when asked specifics about which bills he will sign or veto. I'm Corinne Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.